An accessibility grant from the Government of Nova Scotia is now available for businesses. Businesses can use the grant towards upgrading their accessibility measures for customers, employees, or both. Paul Tingley, a recreation consultant for the province, spoke with CKDU about Nova Scotia's Accessibility Act that seeks to improve accessibility in the province by 2030.
So we have yearly intakes, so you can apply once a year, February 14th, and we have a business accessibility program, gives out $1 million, and a community accessibility program, and it also gives out $1 million. And what we do is it's cost sharing, so if it's eligible expense to be accessible, then we'll pay up to two-thirds of that expense.
What sort of businesses are eligible to apply to the business side of it?
Yeah, on the business side of it, we are open to, if you're a Nova Scotia business and you are in good standing with the Registry of Joint Stock, so you're for-profit working in Nova Scotia, then you would be eligible.
So it covers up to two-thirds. What sort of accessibility measures can be covered under those two-thirds of the grant? Mobility-wise, or is there technologies?
It's a great question. What are the different categories? So we do have the built environment. So that really covers probably over 80% of our applications come in for improvements to the ramps, the entrance, the doors, the washrooms inside, maybe some of the parking and the pathways to the business. So that's really the majority. But we also do communication with signs, web design. We do assistive devices. There might be a reason to have a lift for a person in a business. We have hearing aids. Maybe you need a wheelchair on site. We do accessible transportation. So maybe you're converting a vehicle to be accessible for taxi companies. And then we do another universal design capacity where we're working with a partner to do staff training, or we make all your documents accessible for the web. So it's really a large, a broad swath of things that we do to make it more accessible.
So those will cover for customers, employees, anyone that's in need of accessibility to those businesses?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So we don't just limit it to the customer experience. So it can be the employees as well. So we do have those instances where it's maybe behind the counter, they're making it more accessible for their employees as well.
Yeah. Was there some sort of catalyst for putting more accessibility measures into businesses in Nova Scotia?
Yeah, it's been going since 2017, and then in 2019, that's when both the programs, community and business, were giving out $1 million. So the catalyst, I guess, is just to make Nova Scotia more accessible to all, and that's the government's commitment, so that everyone can participate in society, and we can all kind of grow and be our full selves. Mm-hmm. And there's so many barriers that this kind of helps alleviate some of the expenses to make the barriers go away.
Is there a goal with this grant program, is the government, trying to reach a certain amount of accessibility in businesses by a certain date, or anything like that? Or?
Well, we do. I work out of the Community Cultures, Tourism, and Heritage, but there's another department called the Accessibility Directorate. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing is making the province more accessible by 2030. It's called Access by Design 2030. And so they have standards, six different standards, and all prescribed bodies, public or businesses, nonprofits, they all have to think about being accessible before they deliver programs or create new buildings or do major renovations. That's just going to be legislation. So this helps kind of alleviate some of those costs. So I would say that the goal is to make it quality, like make sure that we're spending the money correctly and that our money has impact in the communities that we're investing in. So we have a panel and we look at all the applications and we try to make sure that all the good projects are being funded.
I think that's all my questions for you, unless you had anything else you wanted to add on your end.
Well, just that I've only started in March, and I think it's so exciting to see that these businesses are kind of catching on that this isn't going away, accessibility, and it's only going to grow stronger. And that for businesses, they attract more customers if their business is more accessible. So whether they have a disability or a friend or a family member, if the business is not accessible, then that one person or all their friends or all the families probably won't go. Yeah. So it's a good economic move to be accessible. And I think people are seeing that and they're starting to apply more and more.